ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्री भगवान उवाच। कुतस्त्वा कश्मलम् इदं विषमे समुपस्थितम् पुनाय जुष्टम् अस्वर्ग्यम् अकीर्तिकरम् अर्जुन। श्री भगवान उवाच। कुतस्त्वा कश्मलमिदं विषमे समुपस्थितम् प्रणाय जुष्टमस्वाग्यम् अकीर्तिकरमर्जुन। Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Kutaha, where from? Tva, unto you, Kashmalam, dirtiness, Idam, this lamentation, Vishwami, this hour of crisis, Samupasthitam, arrived, Anadya, persons who do not know the value of life, Joshtam, practiced by, Asvargyam, that which does not lead to higher planets, Akirti, infamy, Karam, the cause of, Arjuna, O Arjuna. Translation. The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, said, My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive values of life. They do not lead to higher planets, but to infamy.
So, in this verse, the Vyasadeva is writing, of course, the speaking is through Sanjaya, and the original writer is Vyasadeva. Or in other shlokas, he writes Arjuna Uvas, Sanjaya Uvas, like that. So, similarly, he could write here Krishna Uvas. He could write. No, he is writing Bhagavan Uvas. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this writing, it is established, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He cannot be equal with Arjuna or Sanjaya or anybody else. Asamarpa. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is supreme. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is higher. Everyone is lower. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. Nobody can claim, I am Bhagavan. But nowadays there are so many doctors that claim that everyone is Bhagavan. If Vyasadeva is mistaken, actually these Mayavadi philosophers, they are so great rascals, they sometimes say like that, that Vyasadeva is also mistaken. They have got the audacity to say Vyasadeva he is accepted as incarnation of Narayana, who has given us the Vedic literature, not so many books he has given, the Vedas, the Puranas, Mahabharata, Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam, Vedānta Sutra. Everything is given by Vyāsadeva in writing, and he accepted Narayana, incarnation of Narayana, Mahāmuni Krite. He is also Vyāsa Muni, but he is also said Mahāmuni Krite. So there cannot be any mistake in the words of Vyāsadeva. This is the difficulty. If one does not come through the channel of disciple succession, so they are in so many ways mistaken. Vyāsadeva is above all this. He is not an ordinary writer for material description, for material name and fame. He cannot understand. As Bhagavan, Krishna cannot be mistaken. Similarly, Vyāsadeva, incarnation of Bhagavan, he also cannot be mistaken. Neither devotee of Krishna can be mistaken. Devotee of Krishna, he does not say anything as his own opinion. He never says. What Krishna says, he says. He may be not perfect, but what Krishna has said, that is perfect. Therefore, a pure devotee who does not say anything beyond which was spoken by Krishna, therefore his statement is also without mistake. Common man within this material world, he commits mistake to every human, even big personality, they commit mistake. But Narayana para, he is transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. There cannot be any mistake. There cannot be any illusion. Those who are within this material world, they have got four defects. They commit mistake, they are illusion, and their senses are imperfect. Brahm, Pramad, Vipulis, and their teachers. Because, just like modern day scientists and philosophers, they propagate so many branches of knowledge. But when, on the crucial point, they are caught, they say, I do not know about this. I do not know about this. We are trying to know in future, he says, tell you the first thing. But if you are not in perfect knowledge, why should you take the post of a teacher? If your knowledge is imperfect, then whatever you speak, that is imperfect. Therefore, with imperfect knowledge, why you should become a teacher? That is cheating. That is cheating. Therefore, purposefully, Vyāsadeva is writing Sri Bhagavān Vāsa, where there is no cheating, no imperfection, no illusion, no mistake. Four things. No mistake, no illusion, no cheating, and no imperfection. This is Bhagavān. Why you are taking Bhagavad Gita so serious? There are so many other books you can read. So many theories, so many philosophers, big philosophers. But we cannot take them because they are defective. The author is sure to commit mistakes, he is illusion, because his senses are not perfect. Therefore, imperfection, through all these defects, we cannot accept anyone's knowledge. This is basic process. This is called parampara system. Besides this succession, we receive knowledge perfectly from the Supreme Bhagavan. And if I receive the knowledge from Bhagavan, and if I distribute the same knowledge as Bhagavan has said, without any interpretation of my cheating policy, then the knowledge which I distribute, that is also perfect. I may not be perfect, but the knowledge which I have taken from Krishna, if I present it as it is, without any interpretation, then what I give you, that is perfect. It is very easy to understand. I have given several times. Just like a peon has brought a money order for you, $1,000. So he is giving it. So you cannot say, here is a peon, he is a poor man, hurry, continue. He is not giving. The money is sent by somebody else, he is simply handing it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Adhai Guru Haiya, Karo Sarva, Karo Elvis. He is asking everyone to become a spiritual master. So how everyone can become a spiritual master? A spiritual master has sufficient knowledge, so many other qualifications. No, even without any qualification, one can become a spiritual master. How? The process is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Adhar, on my order. That is a crucial point. One does not become spiritual master by his own wings. That is not spiritual master. He must be ordered by superior authority. That is it. Amar Adhar. Just like in our case, our superior authority, our spiritual master, he ordered me that you just try to preach this gospel, whatever you have learned from me in English. So we have tried it, that's all. It is not that I am very much qualified. The only qualification is that I have tried to execute the order of superior authority. This is the secret of success. Vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunanda bahu sākha dhananta sa buddhi abhyavasāyana. Bahu sākha dhananta sa. Bhavasadmika buddhi, nishyatmika buddhi. Each one has got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru. Guru Krishna Kripa, we have to receive mercy both from the spiritual master and Krishna. We cannot jump over to Krishna. That is another nonsense. We must approach Krishna through Guru. That is parampara Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap thing that you can jump over. Somebody says, no, why can I accept Guru? I can approach Krishna directly. No. Krishna does not accept us. Mad bhaktya pujam bhuta. Krishna says, the first of all you become devotee of my devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalu, Dasu, Dasu, Dasanu Dasu. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is called Parampara system. You have to learn how to become servant of the servant of Krishna. The more you become in the lower position, servant, 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 hundred times servant, servant, then more you are advanced. Here in this material world, everyone is trying to be master of the master. Just opposite. And the spiritual world, the endeavor is to become servant, servant. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru. The saite patita jhatya patasanti mahatma. This is Vedic instinct. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in connection with the bhakt, dvasatmika buddhi reti bha kuru vandana. Nishtyatmika buddhi. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the instruction which I have received from my spiritual master, that is my life and soul. This is called Nishtyatmabodhi, means assurance. Whatever I have received, the order from my spiritual master, that will give me salvation. Or even no salvation, it doesn't matter. A real devotee, a servant, does not expect anything, but karjam, it is my duty. It is my duty. If one takes in such spirit, anasthita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti jo. Karjam, karjam means it is my duty. It must be done. That's my duty. Without any result, anasthita karma phalam. Karma phalam, every action, there is a result. Bad or good, it doesn't matter. There must be some result. So anasthita karma phalam, don't take shelter of the result of your work. Generally we work, if the result is very good, then we like to work. If the result is not very good, then we don't like to work. But a devotee should not take, why you are moving so fast.
I
just did a process
with my body.
So by moving, you shall, it's yours. Anasthita karma phalam, karjam karma karu. Do not take shelter of your result of your activity. You must take it as duty. Ti sannyasi. Anasthitam karma phalam, karjam karma karu. Sa sannyasi. He is actual sannyasi. Sannyasi does not become simply by changing death. No. Sannyasi means he to work for Krishna without taking shelter of the result. It doesn't matter. Krishna has order and Krishna's representative has order. Therefore I have to do it. Kārjam karma karo. Sa sannyasi. So here, Bhagavan Vyas. Vyasa does not say that Krishna was. If he would have said Krishna, then people would have misunderstood. He is directly speaking Bhagavan Vyas, the Supreme Personality of God. So anyone who is impersonalist, how he can understand Bhagavad Gita? And Bhagavan means person. Bhagavan is not in person. The absolute truth is manifested in three features. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Brahma is the beginning, impersonal. Sarvam idam khalu Brahma. Because, just like fire is burning somewhere. But its heat and light is impersonal. Suppose here is big fire. Just like we got fire clay. That is in one corner. But the whole room, you are feeling heat. That heat is impersonal. But the fireplace, where there is breathing fire, that is personal. So impersonal conception is the offshoot of the personal. That will be explained in the 13th chapter. Maya tatamidam sarvam, Krishna says, that everyone, everywhere, I am spirit. I exist everywhere. How does he exist? By his energy. That energy is impersonal. But the Supreme Person, he is not impersonal. He is person. Therefore he says, Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan means who is full with six kinds of offerings. Aishwarya, the richest, the most famous, the most learned, the most beautiful, the most strong, and the most renounced, he is Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is the ultimate understanding of the absolute truth. That's why when you feel temperature. That's why we feel temperature from the sunshine, heat, and light. The sun is giving heat and light. Everyone can actually enjoy the light and heat. But if we trace where from this heat and light is coming, then we go to the center. That is localized. That is not impersonal. And again, if you enter into the sun planet, then you will see the sun god. We were sound. So we should not conclude, final, simply by heat and light. So Brahma understanding, impersonal understanding of the absolute truth is imperfect understanding, partial understanding. It is not full understanding. Full understanding is Bhagavan. Therefore it is stated that Sri Bhagavan was. There cannot be any mistake that is final. So Bhagavan is criticizing. Arjuna became a very good man. Why should I? Why cannot he be my kinsman? From material point of view. People are very much happy here. Here is Arjuna. He is so nice. Don't worry. He is forgiving. He is clean. He has been loved. He is astra. Bow and arrows. He is no longer fighting. He has decided not to fight with things or kill his own men. So, from material point of view, Arjuna is supposed to be very, very good man. But the Supreme Person, Krishna, what does he say? Anarjya Jistam. Your actor was speaking like Anarjya. He says, actor, later on. He posed himself to be a very good man. But when he comes to the test of the Supreme Personality Godhead, he refuses to accept him as a good man. He is saying that he was Anarjya. There are two kinds of men. Anarjya and Arjya.
Arian. Arian means advanced in knowledge. It's called Arian. And Anarga means uncivilized. So immediately he rebukes him. Anarga Gupta. You are talking just like non-human, uncivilized person. People are famous nowadays, idiot. How to stop war? But Krishna says, at any case, it's not required. There is necessity of war. Because he is trying to convince of good. Our war means, according to Vedic tradition, there is dharma yuddha. Religious fight. When the actual need is there to fight, we must fight. Not that when there is need of fight, one becomes non-violent. This was yesterday in the evening when you were talking with Dr. Kumita. So they were supporting that why should you kill any animal who is coming to, if you determine not to kill, you are talking of not killing, so why should you kill one animal who is coming to attack? No, you must kill. That is necessity. You should not go to the forest to find out some living entity, living being, to kill. That is not your business. That is hinsa. But if a tiger comes to attack you, you must kill. That is self-defense. That is not hinsa. So a devotee knows, a conscious person knows when to kill and when not to kill. But it is not that because we accept not killing, that we may ever take killing to this cause. No. If there is necessity, killing to be accepted. Therefore, Arjuna decided not to kill, not to fight. And Krishna says that this is anarja dhishtam. This kind of decision is made by the uncivilized left. Anarja dhishtam. Of Arjuna. Of Ichibara. So many things. Of Arjuna. Because the aim of human life should be to make progress. That is called Arjuna. Progressive. Mass. Now we have got the human format body. Progressive. From the lowest species of life. In aquatic. Then trees, plants, insects, birds, fish. 8,400,000. Now we have got this civilized form of body. Then my endeavor is how to make further progress. The further progress is discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. That you can go to the heart and the heart. With the passion quality, taken in, you know, and Jagannath Guru Vishnu, Adhura Santitanasa, and those who have history and Jagannath Guru Vishnu, most hopefully, Atasta, the Hekari Atasta, illicit sex, drinking, gambling, intoxication. These are habits of faithfulness. And that is Jagannath Guru Vishnu. Adhura Santitanasa, they go down. I like the animals of, there are 10 kinds of Lord Santitanasa system. Tara, Tara, Nitara, Tata, Tala, Tala, Rasa, Tala, like that. So, Arjuna means, must make progress. Or Arjuna means, one who does not know what is progress. They think, there is no life after death. So I've got this life now. Let me enjoy my senses to the best of my life. This is not demon. It's dream, being an angel. Because, like the body with me, the senses also with me, not even the senses. So, they do not know that there is life after death. They think that I'm like, but the professor, in Europe. They see that here. After that, everything is changed. Charvakmani theory. This kind of theory was accepted long, long ago. In the Vedic culture, not accepted, was hard. That's what it was accepted. Charvak theory. Charvak theory was achieved. You are not this. So he tells of your atheistic theory. He says that Bhakti Rūta Sajehasa Kuto Punarāva. That is bodily concept of life. Not just talking of this model. Deho.
That it is born in life. So he used to say,
when the body is not in life, then where is it going to come back? That is the only information I saw.
Accepted by the Vedic rules.
Then on
the alien theory is,
okay, what is next life? But next life, progressive, that is us. So that
life now, many, many things they have.
But you are belonging to the Arjuna family, part of the family. Okay, so go. You are all sitting right there, trying to stop there.
Talking to the doctor. So what do you do? If it's not there, he's not fighting. Therefore, apitti karam, reputation, defamation, it is. Don't do this. And he says, putastha akasmanam idam visame samupasthi. And in this, at this time of danger, there is fighting, you have to fight in visame. At this time of danger, you are so much bilder that you give not your weapons down, and now you promise them, no, I cannot fight. So immediately, Arjuna was condemned. Therefore, the so-called good man of this war were engaged in so many welfare activities, humanitarian activities, by mental compulsion. They may be all foolish activities in the estimation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are very much fortunate that we are doing this opening hospital and school and philanthropism, nationalism. Is there any such thing in the Bhagavad Gita? Is there any advice that you open a hospital, a school, and do this philanthropic work? No? If you have got anything to give in charity, you are charitable with this poor, Krishna says, give it to me. If you are so rich, and if you have got this good intention to give in charity, give it to me. Jat karosi, jat guhosi, jat atmasi, jat tapasasi, dadasi jat. Dadasi jat means whatever you give in charity. Purushatam madattanam. Give it to me. Yes, I am expanding my hand. Come on. But they have forgotten Krishna, or Krishna's advice. And they are very upset. Papka. Right. I am engaged in this activity, that activity, this activity. Thousands of, millions of such activities may be very good in the estimations of the fools and doctors, but it may not be accepted by Krishna. That is the crucial point. But our point is that unless accepted by Krishna, it is simply samayeva hi kevalam, simply vastapta. Our philosophy is, we have to satisfy Krishna. We have not to satisfy ourselves that I am doing very nice work in this way. So all these people are manufacturing concocted ideas. Manorathena asasudhavato bhi. By mental concoction. Rāva bhaktastu to mahadaguna. Manorathena asasudhavato bhi. One who is not Krishna conscious, not devotee of Krishna, He has no good qualification. No, he is a very big man, he has opened such big hospitals, big school, big. Yes, that may be good for the material estimation. But because he is not a devotee of Krishna, these are not good qualifications. Parabhu, this one word. Parabhu, abhaktasya, parabhu. If one has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot have any good qualities. These are not good qualities. Actually, that is true. Suppose if you say, according to Karmakanda Vishaya, if you open a school, so in the next time, you will have good education. It is pious activities from material point of view. So the benefit will be that you will have good education in your next life. Now suppose if I will have accepting that it is very nice, next life I shall be very learned scholar. But to become that learned scholar, I will have to take my birth. But he does not know. So how much difficulties are there to take birth? Krishna says, Janmamitya Jarabhyadi Dukkha Bhushana Darsana. One should see to the dukkha, unhappiness, on account of birth and death. So suppose you will get next life in the heavenly planet, or you shall become very rich man, or you shall become very learned man. But you have to go through these distresses, janma. They do not consider this. Janma me tujarabhyadi dukkha dushan. Those who are actually learned, they should know, so why shall I go again in the process of birth and death? And we have forgotten how much difficulty it is, how much troublesome it is, how much distress it is to remain in the womb of the mother for taking birth again. That we have forgotten. Therefore, this kind of conclusion is not very intelligent conclusion. The intelligent conclusion is tatta deham punarjanma naiti. That is, after giving up this body, namo tanso mithya. That is intelligence. So how many people do understand this intelligence? And where is the teaching? Therefore, one who is not devotee, he has no good qualification. If he is still under the distresses of this material world, that is not very intelligent. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamati Jnanavan. Jnanavan means intelligent, wise. What does he do? Bhavanam Janmanamati Jnanavan Mama Prabhadati. He surrenders to Krishna. This is intelligence. This is wisdom. So here also, the same thing, Krishna has already expressed that he is not perfect, but he is showing himself very good man, not bad. I shall not kill, I shall not do this, I shall not do this. So immediately Krishna, very strongly criticizing him, that you are talking just like unanswered, not realized man. Krishna, still he has not used very strong words. He has simply a mild review of his brain to Arjuna that you are not talking just like an intelligent man or advanced in civilization. You are talking like uncivilized man, unarmed discount. So these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. We may be very much puffed up by our mental concoction that I am doing very nice work. it may not be accepted by God. It may not be accepted by Krishna. You may call God. Naturally, one who is not guided by Krishna, one is not guided by the Krishna's representative, he is who? He must be misguided. He must be misguided. On earth, yes. Therefore, you have to take shelter of Krishna through his representative, so that we may become aliens. Alien civilization means being guided by the Supreme Person, Vedic culture. That is called alien civilization. Vedic culture. And what is the purpose of Vedas? Vedasya sarve ahameva vedam. Therefore, the ultimate goal of civilization should be alien civilization, progressive civilization. Now, how to understand Krishna? That is perfection. Krishna, everything minus Krishna. That is not civilization. This is anarthajista. Asadgam. Apittigam. That is, we should not waste our time in such things which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. That is first class civilization. Thank you.